Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning best business podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool, Dan Pink, on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
The Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. The old saying, "I'd rather be lucky than good," is attributed to Lefty Gomez, a pitcher for the New York Yankees back in the 1930s. Gomez was good. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but his quote does raise an interesting point. Derek Thompson is a writer at The Atlantic and author of the best-selling book, Hitmakers: How to Succeed in an Age of Distraction. When I talked with Derek a couple years ago, I asked him about the role that luck plays in determining success.
Some people read my book and were frustrated because I couldn't give them a perfect formula because I take so seriously this issue of luck. And you can't have a foolproof formula if luck is a huge part of this equation. So a quick story about luck. In 1954, an artist named Bill Haley recorded a song called Rock Around the Clock. It was the B-side to a song called 16 Women and One Man, about a hydrogen bomb exploding and the world being left with just 16 women and one man. And you can kind of guess where that was headed. This song completely flopped. It was not popular at all, even though Bill Haley was a relatively popular artist. It came out. People had a chance to listen to it. The label pushed it as hard as they could. It just had no uptake. No one wanted to hear this song. One of the few thousand people who bought the vinyl record was a fifth grader named Peter Ford. And Peter Ford was the son of a Hollywood actor named Glenn Ford, who was in a movie called Blackboard Jungle. And one day, Richard Brooks, the director of this movie, visited the Fords' house in Malibu, Beverly Hills, and said, "I need a jump jive tune to kick off this movie." It's a movie about juvenile delinquency. It's a bit like Rebel Without a Cause. I need a song to kick off this movie. And Glenn, the father, says, "I only like Hawaiian folk music, so this is not going to work out for you. My son, however, is really into like this weird new loud music." The son, Peter Ford, hands the director, Richard Brooks, a stack of vinyl. One of the vinyl records in that stack had the word Bill Haley on it. And Rock Around the Clock ended up playing at the beginning of Blackboard Jungle, in the middle of Blackboard Jungle, and at the end of Blackboard Jungle in 1955. And it is only then, 3 weeks after the movie came out, the song became the number one song in the country, the first rock and roll song to ever hit number one on Billboard, and the second best-selling song in American history after White Christmas by Bing Crosby, which is cheating because people just buy that for Christmas. So is Rock Around the Clock an intrinsic hit, right? If you are an investor in some marketplace of music hits, and it's 1954, and you hear Rock Around the Clock, is the smart move to bet on Rock Around the Clock or to bet against it? Both. In 1954, the song was a flop. In 1955, it was the biggest hit of the century. So yes, luck plays a role. Timing plays a role. No world in which the biggest hit of the century, in which that song's outcome rests on the thin little shoulders of a fifth grader boy named Peter Ford in 1955. You can only discuss that world through the lens of probabilities and likelihoods and not formulas and inevitabilities.
I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.